英语优选 An easier way to remember the words A simpler way to understand the world From word to world Join us Word of today 英语其实很简单 AU English You're listening to 英语优选 AU English 大家好这一期跟下一期呢我们来讲一个故事名字叫失踪的纳粹黄金列车 The keyword is Amber is a fossilized tree resin, which has been appreciated for its color and natural beauty. 琥珀 Here is an example. Would you like an amber necklace for your birthday? 你过生日的时候想要一条琥珀项链吗? It is also a very popular name for foreigners. But the amber that we are going to talk about today is a legend.话说在很久很久以前 long long time ago 生活在德国的一位土豪国王命令当时最有名的建筑师建造一个琥珀屋 The Amber Room 以彰显皇家气质建好以后呢这位土豪国王 The Prussian King Frederick William the First 看着这个耀眼的珍宝一拍脑门哎，这个当礼物不错呀于是这位土豪国王就把 The Amber Room 送给了俄罗斯的彼得大帝当信物 The Amber Room is decorated in amber panels backed with gold leaves and mirrors 坊间传言呢此屋墙壁镶嵌有无数的被称为美人鱼的眼泪的琥珀此外呢地板还以精湛的意大利珠宝镶嵌工艺是以钻石祖母绿和红宝石等等各类宝石这些宝石加起来据说有六吨重啊整个房间呢闪耀着从柠檬黄到金红色等人类可以想象的黄金色中的一切色彩 Before the room was lost it was considered an eighth wonder of the world它曾被认为是世界第八大奇迹那这么珍贵的屋子呢就这样被送人了只能说土豪的世界你别猜你猜来猜去也猜不明白被拆开送到彼得大帝的 Catherine Palace 凯瑟琳宫 The Amber Room was reworked in Russia in a joint effort by German and Russian craftsmen就这样 The Amber Room 静静地躺在俄罗斯闪耀了几个世纪之后呢德国人来了纳粹军队入侵前苏联的时候苏联人想着绝不能给敌人留下一口粮食一粒子弹于是呢就准备把这屋子拆了带走可是发现这些人鱼的眼泪早就干了啪在那个墙壁上根本没时间一点点拆下来The Amber Room was therefore hidden behind mundane wallpaper in an attempt to keep German forces from seizing it.
然并卵啊，然而这并没有什么卵用啊。纳粹将军以迅而不及掩耳盗铃响叮当之势就把这琥珀屋给打包带回家了。那么问题来了，这个被抢去德国的宝贝怎么就不见了呢？话说那是在1945年的冬天。Hitler has ordered the movement of the Amber Room, but before the army had the chance to move the room, the Royal Air Force bombed the whole area, and no one has ever seen the Amber Room in public.
这么多年来，有关于琥珀屋的去向传言颇多，但至今也没有人发现 the mysterious Amber Room. 但是 ，but， 重点来了。上个月有两个外国同学说他们在波兰找到了传说中的纳粹黄金列车据说琥珀屋就在车上怎么发现的呢说是一位老人临死前说的这位老人曾经是参与埋葬列车行动的士兵哎，这个可信度就高多了波兰当局也出来说话了
More than 99% certain Nazi mystery train find is real. Then what's the story about the gold train?
这个黄金列车又是什么情况呢？咱们下回接着说。
And don't forget we will hold the China-US University Students Dialogue on September 16th in NUY Shanghai.
上海纽约大学9月16号晚上6点见，记得来玩哦。
See you next time.